With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A new wave of violence in the Middle East.
Israel has launched a series of intense airstrikes in southern Lebanon. Israeli officials call this a preemptive strike against the Hezbollah terrorist group. This strike could trigger a broader region-wide war that could torpedo efforts to forge a ceasefire in Gaza. The Israeli army says Hezbollah was planning to launch a heavy barrage of rockets and missiles toward Israel.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The Iranian-backed group had been promising to retaliate for Israel's assassination of a Hezbollah top commander late last month. Also at SRNnews.com, Tropical Storm Honei is approaching Hawaii and will likely be a hurricane this weekend. Honei is expected to whip up wind and drop rain on the southern edges of the islands. Meteorologist Dick Rowe with the National Weather Service says tropical storm conditions will intensify overnight for the Big Island of Hawaii.
It's expected to pass just south of the Big Island of Hawaii overnight and then move off to the west on Sunday and Monday. Because of that, we have tropical storm warning in effect for the Big Island of Hawaii.
With less than 80 days, voters head to the polls. Republicans and Democrats are gearing up for more intense campaigning to seek to dominate not only the White House, but both chambers of Congress.
All races are expected to be tight, and that's why House Speaker Mike Johnson wasted no time in heading to Las Cruces, New Mexico, to endorse former Congresswoman Yvette Harrell, a Republican from the state's 2nd Congressional District. Harrell, a Cherokee woman and the first Republican Native woman elected to Congress, is challenging Democratic Representative Gabe Vasquez, to whom she lost 2 years ago after the Democratic-controlled state legislature withdrew her district all the way back to Albuquerque. Some of the most favorable polls for Republicans had the GOP 2 seats short of the 218 districts needed to control the House, according to Border Report. Nevertheless, this hasn't stopped some GOP members, including Harrell, from remaining optimistic ahead of November. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. If you want to work for the Harris campaign, you have to make some choices. SRN's Michael Harrington.
People applying to the Democratic presidential nominee's website are asked to select a preferred pronoun, and they're offered 9 options. He and she are available, but you might also select Z, here, or who. In fact, it's not immediately clear what some of these words or non-words actually mean. Those who want to work for the Harris campaign also have the option of writing in a pronoun of their own creation separate from all those others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The families of 2 transgender teens in New Hampshire have filed suit challenging a new state law that bans them from playing on girls' sports teams at their public high schools. The lawsuit says the 2 boys who are living as girls have been accepted by parents, peers, teammates, and coaches. Legal battles over males playing against females in school sports are cropping up more frequently. More news and analysis at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. ARC Resources and Consol Energy are combining to form a single coal producer valued at more than $5 billion.
ARC shareholders will get more than 1.3 shares of Consol common stock for each share of ARC they own. Consol shareholders will own about 55% of the new company to be called Core Natural Resources, and ARC shareholders will own about 45%. Coal Natural Resources will be based in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, just southwest of Pittsburgh, which is the current headquarters of Consol Energy.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. It's expected to be a busy Labor Day travel weekend this year. Here's Tayshia Stevens.
AAA reports domestic travel during the last holiday weekend of the summer could jump as much as 9% compared to last year. They say some families may choose to travel to closer destinations due to time constraints.
Tayshia Stevens reporting. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor.